He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, guess what? I'm going to rejoice about it because the God that I serve has made me glad. We bless the Lord this morning for his goodness. We honor him for his faithfulness toward us. We thank him for never giving up on us, for being true to his word. We thank him for being a man that keeps his word, a promise keeper. You know, I wouldn't wake up in the morning and talk if he didn't keep his word. I wouldn't wake up in the morning and touch heaven and be faithful and committed to prayer if he didn't honor his laws. I mean, what good is waking up praying to a God that doesn't honor what he say? But because he is a man of his word and because he does what he says, oh, I can depend on him and I can trust in him and I can give him the glory because I understand that he, in hope of eternal life, Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we serve a God who cannot lie. Not just a God who doesn't lie, but a God who cannot lie. And for that reason alone, it's worth getting up. It's worth pushing myself. It's worth pressing. It's worth it. But we're trusting the Lord today and giving God all of the praise because we know that something good is about to happen. And we know by revelation that if we don't pray, nothing's going to change. We know that you got to pray because prayerlessness is powerlessness. Now, I'm always talking. Woman of God taught in the service last night and said one of the key things to change in your life is understanding. You don't retain what you don't understand. You don't apply what you don't understand. You don't operate in what you don't understand. So I'm taking my time to talk to you about the tenets of prayer, the reason we pray, the reason we're committed to prayer, the reason we pray in every morning, the reason we're pushing ourselves, the reason we're getting up and beating our flesh under subjection. Why? Because we understand by revelation that prayerlessness is powerlessness. If you don't pray, you won't have no power. The old folks said it like this. If you don't fast, you won't last. And if you don't pray, you won't stay. They taught us that everything got to be done in prayer. That we have to commit ourselves to prayer and commit ourselves to doing what we say we're going to do because we need change. We need things to shift. We need things to turn. We need things to break. And I'm convinced that things are shifting for you right now. So I'm teaching you on prayer, and I'm talking about prayer because once you understand what prayer does and the power of prayer and the reason we pray, if you have understanding and just don't do it, that's silly to me. Well, I'm telling you right now that prayerlessness is powerlessness. No prayer, no power. You can't contend against the enemy when you don't pray. You can't fight against the devil when you don't pray. There are major events that took place in the Bible, and they took place in the four watches of the day. Angels, yes, you have an angel. According to the scripture, the Bible declares in Psalm 34 that the angel of the Lord is encamped around about those that fear him. But angels come as a response to prayer. They don't just come to the rescue. No, they came as a response to prayer. Prayer revealed in Daniel, the 10th chapter, that there was an unseen ruler dictating the natural ruler. That's what prayer did. Prayer revealed that there's a double kingdom, that there's an unseen kingdom. Prayer revealed that that person at that job is not doing what they're doing, but they're being controlled by a spirit. Who's governing you? Prayer reveals that the unseen controls what you do see, that your husband is being controlled by a spirit. Your son, your daughter, your wife are being controlled by spirits. That's what prayer reveals. Prayer revealed that Peter was about to be executed. You remember that? They was getting ready to destroy Peter. But prayer brought the angel of the Lord. The pastor of that church was getting ready to die prematurely. He was out of here. Listen to me. I said he was getting ready to die prematurely if the church didn't pray without ceasing. His prophetic mandate, his call, his assignment would have never been carried out if they didn't pray. And I'm telling you that your prophetic mandate, the call upon your life, will not be carried out if you don't pray. So right now, get up. Get up. That's right. I said get up. And don't you hear me telling you to get up and you don't do it. Get up. Because this is not a time to be lazy. The Bible declares, woe unto you that are at ease in Zion. This is not an hour to be at ease. We got to pray. Because there's a mandate on our life. There's a mandate on the church. There's a mandate on your life, on the life of your children, on the life of your family. And I'm telling you right now that if you don't pray, it will not come to pass. Yeah, I said it. I said if you don't pray, that mandate on your life is not going to come to pass. So you are going to have to make up in your mind that you're going to give yourself to prayer. Are you listening to me today? That's what you're going to have to decree and declare, that you are going to give yourself to prayer. Our first prayer point, all right? We're praying the promises of God. Amen. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says the promises of God are yes. And in him, they are amen. All right? So the first thing we're going to pray, I know I said Psalm, but I'm going to go to Isaiah real quick. There's another prayer that I like to pray. Isaiah chapter 7. Mandala ba shikele mandala kozai. Isaiah chapter 7. We are praying this. We are believing this. Miko shemanda. E la ba sita la ba soto lele me. Lebrondo lokuta la mandala kirala kazai. We are praying according to Isaiah chapter 7. Come on, turn to it. Amen. What am I doing? I'm giving you the Constitution. I'm showing you the promise. Because once you understand it, you can enforce it. Amen. Once you know what's belonging to you, you can enforce it. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5. Look at what it says. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Judah and vex it. Let us make a breach therein and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Come on, say it again. Say it shall not stand, neither will it come to pass. Raise your right hand and say, any evil counsel taken against my house, taken against this nation, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every evil counsel, any evil counsel taken against my house, taken against this nation, taken against my ministry, taken against my children, my family, Father, I thank you today that all evil counsel will not stand. Father, all evil counsel that is coming by land, that is coming by water, that is coming by wind, that is coming by weather, that is coming by the oracles of men. Father, I thank you, and I declare that no divination, that no enchantment, no incantation, no pronunciation of the enemy, no adversary, no premature death, no sudden destruction. I declare in the name of Jesus that it will not stand. Any plan of the enemy against my life, against my children, against my family, against my husband, my wife, against my legacy, my future. Father, we declare by the word of the Lord that it will not stand. We declare that it will not stand according to your promise. I declare that my fears will not stand, that I will have no fear, that I will not fret. Your word declares, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the evil workers of iniquity, for they will soon be cut off. And on the account of Psalm 37, I declare that my fears will not stand. I declare that no projection from the dark side will stand. I declare that whatever the enemy is planning, whatever the enemy is declaring, whatever the enemy is gathering, I declare that it will not stand. I declare that it will not come to pass. The enemy's manipulation of the weather, Father, I declare that it will not stand. Father, we're doing a gas on God on Friday, and it's calling for rain. But I declare in the name of Jesus that no weather will be able to work against us. We will fulfill our assignment. No manipulation of the weather will stand. The deployment of men, the deployment of women to hurt me, to buffet me, to destroy KCC, to destroy our children, to destroy our families, to destroy our finances, we declare that it will not stand. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and declare that the plan of the enemy against your life will not stand. Declare that whatever he is planning and whatever he is doing, hey, Basha, Lemande le Kuta, Labande le Bekozaya, Vandili Kidolobo, Robolobo Shatuna, La Kalamande le Bekeze, Zevezovo, Zuvi Vivi Alava, Javan Zele Bekliste le Meenkano, Robo Saluma, Lamande le Kita Labasha, I invoke divine injunction against every power of darkness. I declare that every negative decree, every demonic energy, every negative pressure, all ill will against me, against my children, against my family, against my name, against my reputation, all ill will that is coming against me, that the enemy would attempt to use nature, that he would attempt to use elements, that he would attempt to use creation, circumstances, unexpected, unforeseen, strange winds. I issue a divine injunction. I declare a restraining order over the elements. I declare a restraining order over every demonic altar, and declare that the prophecy from the witch, the prediction from the false prophet, I declare it will not come to pass, neither will it stand. It will not come to pass, neither will it stand. It will not come to pass, neither will it stand. Lift your voice and pray and declare that any projection from the enemy, any plan of the enemy against your life, against your children, against your family, against your husband, against your wife, hey, Basha, hey, Mikoshe, hey, Mikandalaba, Lebadalaba Shata, Yenkalamanda, Olobo Site, Rebede Basha, Lemandele Kukule Mindilia. It will not stand in the name of Jesus.
First Samuel chapter 16. Menkamani, Michele Mandalakuza. First Samuel, chapter 16. Look at what it says. This is very important. You got to use these scriptures. It's a promise. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before thee, for he hath found favor in thy sight. Raise your right hand, and we'll declare favor on every front. We're declaring that 2022 will be our year of favor, that 2022 will be your year of uncommon favor, unprecedented favor, unusual favor. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus,
I command favor. I command favor. I declare favor. Now, now. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and command favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that I have whatever I say. According to Mark chapter 11, you said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe what he says shall come to pass, we shall have what we say. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command favor. I declare that this year will be my year of unstoppable favor. I declare favor on every front. I declare that according to 1 Samuel, as David had favor, so shall I have favor. I declare that I will have favor in every area of my life. I declare that favor is my portion, that favor is my bread, favor is my meat. I eat favor. I drink favor. I wake up to favor. I go to bed to favor. Father, I know by revelation and according to the scripture that the king sent for David. And I declare that this year somebody will send for me because of the favor that rests upon my life. Somebody will send for my children. Somebody will send for KCC. Somebody will send for my family. I thank you for favor. I thank you that I will find favor with the right people to fulfill the promise of God for my life. I thank you that presidents will send for me. I thank you that prime ministers will send for me. I thank you that governors and lawyers and mayors will send for me because of the favor that rests upon my life. I command favor. I decree favor with business owners. I decree favor in business, favor in ministry, favor in contracts, favor in clientele, favor with people, favor in finance, favor in the purchasing of a house, favor at the dealership. I command favor. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and decree favor. Favor is my portion. Favor is my bread. I declare favor. Wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, you will grant unto me favor. Uncommon favor. Unusual favor. Unprecedented favor. Thank you for favor. Thank you for favor. I decree favor. 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 Masha. Le mandele me kotaya. La kile mandele ozaya. Lika robo koluma. Le mandele kitaya. La kadush, le bandi libiki baladoza, zilan zalobohobayazi, yay, 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 shata, in the name of Jesus. Inalaba shata, mokoshebe, menkala mandala kuzaya. Esther chapter 2. Mandala basito lolobosate, ilabasha kala mandala labasa. These are prayers that you should be praying at midnight. These are prayers that you should be praying at 3 o'clock, at 6 o'clock. Prayers that you should pray when you wake up. Prayers that you need to be praying when you go to bed. Your ministry is finding favor. Your business is finding favor. Esther, Kalabashato Lomonde Le Kedele, Lebele di Andalabu Soto Lelema, La Kalamanda La Kazia, O Bashita Lamande Le Bekezo. Mulandi liki, hey, shata, Esther chapter 2, Oba sike mendele kita lamanda. Look at verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen. Look at what the word declares instead of Vashti. Look at what the word declares, that Esther had favor, that she was favored above all others. We are declaring this year that you will be favored above all others. Raise your right hand again and say in the name of Jesus, I thank you that this year I will be favored. I am favored above all others. Pray. Father, I thank you that this year is my year of divine favor, and I will have favor above everybody. I thank you that I will be favored until I'm envied. I will be favored everywhere. I thank you that the air will favor me. I thank you that land will favor me. I thank you that the water will favor me. I thank you that the winds will favor me. I thank you that my enemies will favor me. You said when a man waits, please the Lord, you will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. I thank you that my nation will receive favor. I thank you that my house will receive favor. I thank you that my children will walk in favor. I thank you that my husband, that my wife, that my family, that my business will be favored above all others. I thank you that people will call upon my name, and I will be favored above all prophets. I will be favored above all pastors. I will be favored above all preachers. I will be favored above all men. I will be favored above all women. Lift your voice and declare that your business will be favored above all businesses, that your class will be favored above all classes, that your legacy, that your future, that your son will be favored above all sons, that your daughter will be favored above all daughters. Declare that, decree that you will have uncommon favor, that you will have unprecedented favor. Father, according to the word, you favored Esther. The king favored Esther above all women. And I declare, as it was for her, so shall it be for me, that I will have favor above everybody. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikasho, Lobo Kulama, Rebere de Bazita, Linda Lemeke Le Mandolokuta, La Kadish, Le Kadelebe, Le Bandili Bikidolokoza, Zandele Kleshtele de Ovaladiza, Zinunda, Le Kende Le Klesta La Akatula, La Brondolobos de Bushta, Banke, Bankade, Lenkadele Beklista La Paya, Hey, 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 Shata, Ho, Miko Shaba. Handele be zita, zita nuni misiam palados, zukadushne. Hey, Masha, hala, hala, hobia sitelema, handololobo, we be also tolobokuja, in the name of Jesus. One more prayer. One more prayer. Kova shandebe, ilandala mokuta. Mindelele bandele babebi asi koro mo santa. Psalm 105. Abba. Psalm 105. Mandebe kemondo. Psalm 105. Verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. We are declaring that we're going to come through, and we will not come out empty-handed. We will not come out powerless, but we're coming out with silver and gold. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I will come out of this with silver and gold. Say it. Say, I will come out of this with silver and gold. Say, my business will come through this. Say, my family will come through this. Say, my ministry will come through this with silver and gold. And there will be none weak. None weak. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you. I declare that we will come through with silver and gold, that there's somebody on this line who is going through one of the worst trials of their life. There's somebody on this line who is going through a battle. But I declare in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, that we will come through with silver and we will come through with gold. We declare that there will be none weak among us. Hey, no sickness, no disease, no infirmity. I thank you that any individual connected to me, connected to my house, connected to my church, connected to my family, connected to my ministry, Father, I thank you that there will be none sick, there will be none lacking, there will be none weak, there will be none wanting. I decree in the name of Jesus that no one will need in my house, that no one will need in my family, that no one will need in my church, that no one will need in my business. Father, I thank you that because of their connection to me, there will be no need. Hey, 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 there will be no want. there will be no desires. I declare by divine authority that we will come forth with silver and gold. We will come forth with favor. We will come forth with increase. We will come forth with money. I decree it. Hey, I declare it. Hey, mala, lebo, robolobosha, lemanda la kita, la kaluma, levele diza, zividistele eklestele mantoya, robolobo shamu, mukufu minimi klian kalolomosa, ila, ila, ila la bobo shata la mande, beke banka baki bosa, levandele mekitaya, ho, musha, hey, meke shaba. Hey, Miko Shaba, none lacking in KCC, none lacking in KCC Charlotte, none wanting in KCC Houston, none wanting in KCC Jacksonville. Father, I thank you that there will be none wanting in the Cohen family, none wanting in the Bennett family. Call out the name of your family. Your children will not want. Your children will not lack. Your husband, your family, your church, your ministry will not lack. They will come forth with silver and gold. We decree it. Hey, we declare it. Hey, Misha, Leba Sukula, Ramalamande, in the name of Jesus. Now, notice this morning, I prayed for favor. I prayed for favor. Here's one of the greatest secrets you understand about the spirit world. Things that you want to happen in your life, that you want to come to you, you pray while the sun is coming up. I said things that you want to happen to you, you pray while the sun is coming up. Things that you want to go away from you, you declare while the moon is going down. Somebody saying, Prophet Khan, you're talking some crazy stuff. No, I'm talking Bible. Everybody understands the elements but the church. Why do you think David said the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night? He prayed those prayers because he understood that witches and warlocks and the underworld uses the elements against us. And one way they use it against us is through ignorance. Remember, the way that the wise men knew that Jesus was alive was because they saw his star. You have a star. I have a star. People who are famous, what do they call them? Stars. Because their star is shining brighter than others. And some of you, the reason your life is dim is because your star is dim. But again, we declared favor this morning because the sun is coming up. And we're declaring that today we're going to have favor. We're declaring that tomorrow you're going to have favor. We're declaring that this week, this month, will be a month of uncommon favor. So that's a major secret. When you need something to happen for you, you got to get up in the morning while the sun is rising and command it to be so. And things that you want to go away from you, enemies who are bothering you, individuals who are trying to stop you, powers that are fighting you, ward them off at nighttime when the moon's going down. And I declare you will see victory in your life. That's why there's power at praying at midnight. Charlotte, you have no excuse again, as I say. You should be in prayer. Jacksonville, the church is open. You should be in prayer. I'm not sure what's in Houston, but I'm telling you, we should be in prayer. That's why we pray. If there are any brothers, we have prayer, brothers. I'm sorry, we have a meeting today at 7 o'clock. I want to meet with all my brothers in Jacksonville, not in Charlotte, in Jacksonville. I'm in Jacksonville. We're praying. KZC, we're in intercession. Again, it's calling for rain for the gas on God. But we're declaring that the clouds will not give up her rain. We have that kind of authority. Amen. That whatever the forecast was, that forecast be overturned by prayer. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikusha. Hey, Mikalaba Sotolelemanda. Oh, it's real. I'm telling you what I've seen happen again and again and again and again in my life, all because of prayer. We got prayer again this evening at 6 o'clock. I'm gonna be looking for you. Yay, Basha, Lekemanda Lakuda Lakizaya. I said I'll be looking for you this morning. I'll be looking for you this evening, I'm sorry, at 6 o'clock. Come ready to pray. Come ready for change. Come ready for a turnaround. I'm looking for you the 18th and the 19th in Atlanta. Kalabasikololoboshata. Are you listening to me? I am decreeing it that this year, this month, is a great year for you. That if the devil was going to destroy you, he should have never let you learn how to pray. Because if I can pray, I can change any situation in my life. I'll be looking for you the 18th and the 19th in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right. That's an easy city to fly into. You that are in Alabama, you that are in Tennessee, you that are in Florida, you that are in South Carolina, you that are in all these touching states, Kentucky, Mississippi, you need to make it to Atlanta. Hey, 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 shout out. Hey, you need to make it to Atlanta and declare that increase, all the money you need to be able to come. You can command that money to hit your house. You can command it to come into your hands. We command increase to be able to go travel to Atlanta the 18th and the 19th. We're not going for prophecy. We're not going for gain. We're going for prayer. That's the power you have, and we're believing God for it. All right, be on this line this evening at 6 o'clock. Call in, ready to pray, ready for change, ready for breakthrough. All right, also, make sure you are signing up for the underground prayer movement. That's right. That's at briancarn.com, briancarn.org. Sign up on the underground prayer movement. There's also an opportunity to give your testimony of the things that you have decreed and the things that you have declared and the manifestation of the miraculous that have taken place in your life as a result of prayer. There are so many testimonies, if you go online, of what God can do and what he will do if you would give yourselves the prayer. I will see you this evening. Kalabashato lelemanda. I said I will see you this evening at 6 o'clock as we get ready to pray and decree, because God hears us when we pray, we will never be defeated. More grace.